After the age of 2, she started to have a large increase in seizures.
Carla Idris describes what life used to be like for her and her husband Haroon's daughter, Arachel.
And when I say large increase, she was having somewhere between 60 to 80 seizures a day.
Arachel is one of the 65 medically fragile students with multiple disabilities who started this school year off in a new facility that could set a new standard for special needs schools in America.
So when we would take her out places, often that's all family would see, either Arachel having a seizure and us needing to suction her, or they would see her sleeping. And that was it. No interaction, not even her eyes open, nothing.
But things have changed for Arachel and for the Dr. J.P. Lord School starting this academic year. Principal Laura Mack Holmes says things came together thanks to a $3.4 million bond issue and a buyout from the University of Nebraska Medical Center.
The stars aligned. That made just about $10 million.
The new building supports what is called a sensory curriculum, a course of study and environment that helps children like Arachel interact with the world without becoming dangerously overstimulated. Carla Idris.
That's a miracle in itself. The way that this school introduces that sensory curriculum, you know, by introducing little by little different textures or noises to open up, you know, your eyes.
We always teach multi-sensory.
Joe Gregory teaches adaptive art at J.P. Lord.
Say if we were doing a project on Van Gogh, maybe the sunflowers, we would bring in sunflowers. We would feel the shape. We might do torn paper. There's a lot of textures and a lot of different experiences, so we're reaching them one way or another.
With the new building, Joe and the rest of the faculty now have a space designed to reach their students, to give freedom of movement and experience. Ceiling-mounted outlets for breathing machines and feeding pumps, extra-wide hallways for wheelchairs, and as head architect Bob Mabry explains, a therapy pool made for wheelchairs.
The bottom of it is a treadmill also, so they might be able to get up and stand a little bit and walk forward.
For 3 weeks, Bob observed the daily life of the students and teachers to guide his designs. And without finding domestic examples, he drew on similar facilities in England and Israel to strike a balance between medicine and education.
And then the bottom of the pool can raise and lower, so a wheelchair can roll directly onto it.
Another important element is smell. And Principal Laura Mack Holmes says they have ovens in every classroom. The idea is to create rich, aromatic experiences for their students by baking chocolate chip cookies, for example.
You certainly know it has a scent that's wonderful. Then we get that chocolate chip cookie. It certainly can be tasted if that's possible for the individual. It can be seen. It can be heard. Have you ever thought about crunching a cookie and see what that sounds like?
In fact, the school has a sensory room providing personalized experiences for each student. Everything from the lights bathing the room to the music playing in it can be changed.
You know, we all have different thresholds, personal thresholds for all of that sensory stimulation.
This is Janice Flagel. She's the director of occupational therapy at the Monroe Meyer Institute, which trains many of the J.P. Lord occupational therapists.
The students that we have at J.P. Lord School, the experiences that they have just in their daily routine can really trip them off in a negative direction. The neurological connections are so complex, and so the $20 word for all this is modulation.
J.P. Lord music therapist Erin Singh takes that literally. Guitar in hand, she helps students develop a critical skill, voicing their opinions. And considering most of her students are nonverbal, it isn't your typical voice.
Here you go, ready?
Working with each student in turn, Erin sings one line of a song, then pauses while the student chooses a response by pointing or blinking. Then Erin records that choice. Then another pause. And by pushing a big red button, they can make her recorded voice play back, in essence, singing along. Erin says activities like this teach a vital lesson, that their students keep agency in their own lives, even without typical verbal capabilities. But verbal or not, Carla and Haroon Idris say that they've seen a change in Arachel. Carla describes it with a phrase you commonly hear from J.P. Lord parents and teachers.
We talk about a racial being awake. That means she's doing things. She's doing things that people for years have told us she would never be able to do.
For example,
just this weekend, she was laying on the floor and I said, "Rachel, can you blow kisses?" And I started to notice her right hand was moving a little bit. And then I kind of perked up like, wait a second. So I just waited and then I asked her again, "Rachel, can you blow mama kisses?" And the next thing you know, she started to bring her right arm up. She didn't make it all the way to her mouth, but she started to bring it up. And of course, I celebrated and helped her with her arm to blow me a kiss. And then she did that four times.
Art teacher Joe Gregory offers another common sentiment, one echoed by Carla Idris.
The important thing is that people really know that we're here and that we want to be part of the community and not just an isolated school.
I think it's okay to encourage your children to ask questions. Most of us are very open and we want to make people aware. And then just knowing that special needs families, we walk a hard road, but we're just like any other family too. So don't be afraid, because we want to share our family with yours too.
Architect Bob Mabry says other American special needs schools are already taking J.P. Lord up on that offer, coming to visit the school, possibly using it as a model for their new constructions, helping their students build more engaged lives.
Happy New Year to you.
For KIOS News, I'm Emily Chen Newton.